蓝天之下有滋润的水泉，旷野之中有歇脚的绿洲。欢迎来到蓝天绿洲。
欢迎来到蓝天绿洲，我是李诺。最近呢，查尔斯一直在跟我们分享很多的圣诞诗歌。这些诗歌当中呢，每一个作者他在创作诗歌的过程当中都有一些特别的经历，但是呢，他们相同的一点就是他们都是因为认识主耶稣基督，所以呢才能够写出这样的诗歌。这些诗歌当中呢，也蕴含着关于这个世界，关于我们每一个人，关于上帝的真理。那我想，不管是诗歌也好，或者是一些的音乐，包括圣经的经文，其实这些的表述呢，终究我们要看到其中的一个重点，那就是指向耶稣基督以及他所做的。这一点呢，是我们每一个人都需要去明白、去了解到的。因为呢，在我们个人的生命当中，我们走过什么样的路，我们有过什么样的经历，最终呢，我们会成为什么样的人。那当我们越多的认识圣诞节以及圣诞节背后的这位主人公耶稣基督和在他身上发生的事之后呢，我们就更多的也来思想耶稣跟我们个人的关系到底是怎么样的。那在今天的节目当中呢，查尔斯要给我们带来一首可能大部分的基督徒都非常熟悉的一首歌，当然呢，他带来的是英文的原版，我们可以听一听这首诗歌在英文原版当中所表述的意思，以及说这首歌是由谁创作的，而创作这首歌的人曾经又有过什么样的经历，以至于呢，他能够创作出这样的作品，然后从作品当中表达对上帝的敬拜。接下来我们就进入今天的蓝天绿洲。
I hope you are having a merry Christmas season.
我盼望你正在享受一个愉快的圣诞佳节。
And in these few minutes together, I want us to look at one of the most familiar carols. Not Joy to the World that we just heard, but Hark the Herald Angels Sing. It was written by Charles Wesley, but did you know that the original title was different? Here's what it was. Hark, how all the welkin rings.I'm not even sure I know what that means, but we can all thank the famous evangelist George Whitefield for suggesting a change to the name when he published Charles Wesley's Carol in his collection of hymns.
接下来的时间，我想跟你一起来看一看一首大家耳熟能详的圣诞歌，不是普世欢腾，而是听啊，天使高声唱。这首是查尔斯·卫斯理的作品。但你知道他最初的歌名是另一个吗？叫做《听啊，诸天唱和》。他的英文用字有点难懂，幸好当时著名的布道家乔治·怀特菲在出版《卫斯理圣诞歌集》的时候呢，建议把歌名改了。
Charles Wesley, John's brother, born in 1707. Can you believe it? The 18th child to his parents Samuel and Susanna.And how he came to faith needs to be told. It was later, 1738, the brothers Charles and John had recently returned to England from the American colony of Georgia. They had gone there to do mission work, but unknowingly, they were still a mission field themselves.
查尔斯·卫斯理是约翰·卫斯理的弟弟，出生于1707年。他的父母名叫萨姆尔和苏珊娜。你能相信他是他们的第18个孩子吗？他信主的故事很值得说一说，那是1738年的事。他和约翰刚从美洲的殖民地乔治亚省回英国，他们是去宣教的，但没想到他们自己也是福音合场上的未得之民。
On their journey to Georgia, they had experienced a life-threatening storm at sea, and We're both struck at the peace and calm of the Moravian Christians sailing along with them. As John and Charles fell into fetal positions in fear for their lives, those other passengers showed no fear. In fact, there was courage in their faith. It was then and there that Charles realized that these Christians had something he didn't, and he wanted it.
在他们前往乔治亚省途中，遇上了强烈的海上风暴，感觉危在旦夕。但他们也被同船的莫拉维亚基督徒那份镇定与平安所震惊。当约翰和查尔斯兄弟俩因为怕死而蜷曲身子，那些基督徒却一点儿也不害怕。他们的信心使他们勇敢。就因为这样，查尔斯明白到那些基督徒所拥有的他没有，而他很想得到。
When he got back safely to England, he and his brother John began reading the writings of Martin Luther. They became convinced that salvation is through Christ alone, rather than by us doing some of the work ourselves. In May 1738, Charles fell deathly ill, but through the prayers of the church and the grace of the Lord, he was healed. And we can now say the rest, including 5,000 or so hymns that he wrote, is history.
平安回到英国后，查尔斯和哥哥约翰开始读马丁·路德的作品。他们明白到救恩单单从耶稣基督而来，并不是靠我们自己的行为。同年五月，查尔斯大病一场，几乎要死，但是通过教会的祷告和神的恩典，他痊愈了。因此才有了后来的故事和他创作的5000多首圣诗流传下来。
You know, the conversion of Charles Wesley is a great reminder to me that no matter how pious we appear or how perfect our church attendance may be, it's Christ Jesus who saves. On what he thought must have been his deathbed, Charles Wesley recalled that storm at sea.And how it didn't affect those early missionary Moravian Christians. He did, though, come to the certainty that putting faith in Jesus is our only sure hope.
查尔斯·威斯理信主的事给我一个很大的提醒，就是不管我们外表多么虔诚，或是多么认真参与教会每次的聚会，我们还是只能靠着基督耶稣得救。当查尔斯·威斯理在病床上觉得自己快要死了的时候，想起那次海上的暴风，以及那群如此镇定的莫拉维亚基督徒，他更确定，只有信靠耶稣才有真实的盼望。
Charles Wesley turned to the Lord in faith, and he started writing his hymns. Hark, the herald angels sing. It came out a year later in 1739, 1 year after his conversion. Every time I sing this carol at Christmas time, I recall Wesley coming to know the Lord. How rich it is to worship and praise the Lord Jesus Christ at Christmas time. The carol is based on Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 14.
查尔斯·威斯理回转信靠主，并且开始创作圣诗。听啊，天使高声唱。这首圣诞歌是他信主后一年，也就是1739年写成的。每次圣诞节唱起这首歌，我就会想起卫斯理是怎么信主的。在圣诞节敬拜赞美主耶稣基督，真是丰盛的宴席。这首圣诞歌的歌词是根据路加福音2:8-14写的。
And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field.Keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were all filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you.You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he's pleased.
在伯利恒之野地里有牧羊的人，夜间按着更次看守羊群。 有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊的人就甚惧怕。那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。忽然有一大队天兵同那天使赞美神说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
Were you singing along with Hark the Herald Angels Sing like I was? I can't help but sing this song, and I want to look at a couple of things coming from Luke and this carol.
你是不是跟我一样边听边跟着唱这首《听啊，天使高声唱》呢？我忍不住就跟着唱了起来。而且我想跟你分享《路加福音》和这首歌给我们的信息。
First,From Hark the Herald Angels Sing, we find the majesty of Christmas. Instead of a theological lecture, I'm thinking of those shepherds on that first night, caught up in a multitude of angels. I'm not saying theology is not important, but good theology is always meant to lead us to worship. These angels were announcing the arrival of Christ the Lord, who came to save his people from their sins.What a most appropriate way to announce that Christmas is a majestic time, not because of the lights and the gifts and whatever's on sale. No, we celebrate Christmas by remembering the Lord Jesus Christ and the wonder of his birth.
第一，听啊，天使高声唱，使我们感受到基督降生的威荣。不讲神学伪论。我想到的是那些牧羊人，他们在当晚被一大队天使吸引住了。我不是说神学不重要，而是说好的神学总是能引发我们来敬拜神。那些天使来报告主基督的降临，他来拯救他的百姓脱离罪恶，这是最恰当的方式让人知道耶稣降生是何等庄严伟大，跟那些灯饰和特价商品一点关系都没有。我们庆祝圣诞是为了纪念主耶稣基督和他奇妙的降生。
My second point. This carol reminds us that Christ's coming was a victory. Maybe you're like me. When I think of Christmas, it's so easy to think of it as the beginning. In many ways, that is true. Jesus had to be born. He had to grow up. He lived the perfect life, and he had to die to secure eternal life. But Charles Wesley wasn't thinking quite that way. The carol tells us that Jesus' virgin birth was a triumph of the skies. It was impossible for the Son of God to fail in this rescue mission. He was sent and arrived after hundreds of years of Israel waiting for their Messiah. It was cause for celebration. The wait was over. The King of all kings had come to fulfill the promises of Almighty God.
第二, 这首圣诞歌提醒我们基督的降生是一场胜利。 也许你跟我一样, 想到圣诞很容易就想到这是一个开始。 从很多方面来看, 这也没错。 耶稣必须被生出来, 他必须长大, 他必须活出一个完全人的生命, 然后他必须死, 才能给人永生。 但是查尔斯·卫斯理不是这么想, 他这首圣诞歌说, 耶稣从童真女所生是诸天歌颂的胜利。神儿子的拯救任务绝不可能失败。耶稣被差遣到这个世上的时候，以色列等候弥赛亚已经等了几百年，所以值得庆祝，因为不需要再等了。万王之王已经来应验至高全能神的应许。I've
got to make a third point for you.
我还要跟你分享第三点。
Did you notice how the opening line is not an exact quote from Luke 2:14? Instead of writing about goodwill to men, Charles Wesley wrote, God and sinners reconciled. You know what he was thinking? He was thinking Christ came to reconcile sinners to God.
你有没有注意到, 歌曲的第一句引用了路加福音2章14节,但又不完整呢? 查尔斯·卫斯理没有提到平安归于神所喜悦的人，却写了天人从此常融洽。你知道他那时在想什么吗？他想的是基督来使罪人与神和好。Think
about those hundreds of years in Israel's history before Christ came. The Lord hadn't sent anyone to Israel for a very long time. There was darkness over the land. It was darkness from Roman oppression, and not just a lack of streetlights. It must have even seemed suffocating at times.
试想想,以色列历史中基督还没有来临之前的那几百年,有很长一段时间神没有差遣任何人对以色列说话。黑暗笼罩大地,罗马帝国的压迫带来的黑暗并不像街上没有路灯。那种黑暗有时会让人透不过气来。
Maybe you, this Christmas, even with streetlights, or living in a city, are trying to live in darkness. A person you love is lost in their darkness. Family tension abounds. So much can darken our days before Christmas, but Christ was born in Bethlehem to shine his light into your darkness. He did that so that you could then share his light with others. He came to die on the cross, so we could receive his light.
这个圣诞节也许你住在城里，街上有明亮的路灯，但内心却一片黑暗。可能你所爱的某人去世了，或是家庭关系变得很紧张，许多事都会使我们在圣诞前夕感到前路昏暗。但是基督已经降生在伯利恒，他的光要照亮你心中的黑暗，然后你也可以把他的光 与别人分享。基督来死在十字架上，好让我们可以得着他的光。Wesley's
carol reminds us that Christ was born that man no more may die. When Jesus came, he didn't come just to show us the way or to give us some light. He came to die so that we don't have to. He came to crush the head of the serpent. Wesley knew what it was like to stare death in the face. He knew that unless someone else had paid for his sins, he would remain in that darkness and fear forever.
卫斯理这首圣诞歌提醒我们，基督降生、奋斗、灭死亡。耶稣来不只是把路指给我们看，或者是指给我们一点亮光，他来是替我们死，好让我们不必死。 耶稣来践踏骨蛇的头。威斯里明白与死亡擦身而过的滋味，他知道除非有人为他的罪付代价，否则他会永远留在黑暗与惧怕之中。
This Christmas, as we sing all the great carols, we mustn't forget they were written to help us not just to understand the reality of Christmas. They were written to lead us to knowing Christ Jesus, who said, I am the light. Come to me, for I am the way to know the Father. Jesus truly is the only reason for the season.
今年圣诞，当我们唱着一首又一首的圣诞歌，千万别忘了，他们的出现不只为了帮助我们了解基督降生的真意义，也是为了引领我们认识基督耶稣，认识他就是真光，他是带我们到天父那里的唯一道路。圣诞时节真正值得庆祝的理由，只有为了耶稣。在今天的节目当中呢，查尔斯分享到听啊天使高声唱这首歌呢，李诺也是非常熟悉的，因为以前在诗班里面呢也会唱这首诗歌，特别是圣诞节的时候。其实呢，我想不管在任何的时候，当我们一思想到耶稣基督他的降生以及他为我们所做的，我觉得都是可以用这些的诗歌，用诗人所写的这些内容去敬拜神的。因为圣诞节它不是一个符号，好像说我们每年的12月25号一定要在这一天要做什么事情，而是就像查尔斯所说的，我们的生命里面有没有察觉到有一个缺憾是只有主基督才能够满足的，我们的那个黑暗也只有主的光才能够驱散。其实对于我们来说，无论是什么节日呢，我们可能真的更关注的就是这个节日给我们带来一些实际的利益，假期啊，福利啊等等。但我想圣诞节它不是一个普通的节日，又或者说圣诞节背后的主人公它不是局限在这个节日的。我们所知道的很多纪念伟人的节日，通常只有在那一天或者在那某几天的时候呢，我们才会想到这位伟人或者他所做的事情。但是耶稣不同，他所做的是跟我们每一个人，跟我们每一天都息息相关的。就好像听啊天使高声唱这首歌的作者一样，曾经的他也以为自己已经信主了，是一位基督徒了，可是当他面对那个海上的风暴的时候，面对那个死亡的威胁的时候，他就发现原来自己还没有拥有那个真正的平安。那个平安不是人能够给的。他所看到的那些真正的基督徒在那个颠簸的船上的镇定与平安，是耶稣基督给他们的。朋友，你渴望这样的平安吗？或许在我们的生命当中，我们也会面对各种的环境，我们会觉得我现在的环境过不去了，我再也没有什么办法可以解决我要面对的这个困难了。 但是我邀请你来到耶稣的面前，你来仰望他，你来寻求他，他必然会帮助你，而且他给你的帮助是实实在在的，是真切的，是从心里赐给你真正的力量。
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and heaven and nature sing.
欢迎朋友你来信跟李诺分享你收听节目的感想。蓝天绿洲的节目邮箱是 haven@良友.net， 短信号码是13229966122，短信开头请注明蓝天。感谢朋友您收听今天的蓝天绿洲，我是李诺，我们下期节目时间再会。
Heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing.Nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven.